Any guesses? That is a Zoomer Dino. It's a robotic, bright green toy dinosaur that can be trained to do tricks, and it won Toy of the Year at this week's International Toy Fair in New York City. The fair comes amid a shift in the market for toys, with kids increasingly choosing screens and robotic toys over G.I. Joes and Easy Bake Ovens and Cabbage Patch Kids and, I don't know, Care Bears. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now. She's been covering this. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. I think we're dating ourselves.
I know. Well, you know, my favorite toy from when I was a kid was the Alfie 2, but which was a robot, by the way. But you know, this all reminds me of Big with Tom Hanks, yeah, where he plays this boy who turns into a 30-year-old man and he gets a job at a toy company. And I want to play a little clip here because he's listening to someone present a toy, which is a robot that turns into a building. And then Hanks has this to say.
Well, couldn't it be like a robot that turns into something like a bug or something?
A bug?
Yeah. Like a big prehistoric insect with maybe like giant claws that could pick up a car and crush it like that.
So that was made in the 80s, Maggie. What is hot right now and what's not?
Well, they were quite prophetic, weren't they? It really is. Technology is by far the dominant theme. In fact, a lot of people were joking this week as they were headed to the toy fair that it could easily be confused with a consumer electronics show. So much of it is technology, even if it's sort of marrying these older games with technology. But, you know, it's interesting. In terms of companies, you are seeing those big companies, those well-known brands like Hasbro, Mattel, Lego, which actually won the award for the e-connected toy of the year with its fusion. But you're also seeing a lot of startups, names you wouldn't necessarily recognize, like Tigly and Moff. Tigly, a learning-based app. Again, technology. Moff is this really cool, I don't know if you've seen it, a Bluetooth-connected slap bracelet, which lets kids make all these sound effects. I really want it, but I'm thinking I might regret that if I actually buy it. But that actually grew out of a Kickstarter campaign. So technology is really what the kids want to play with. But it's interesting. It's also, in a way, lowering the barrier of entry for new companies and new toys and new ideas.
Well, and Maggie, you actually spoke with the CEOs of Hasbro and the president of Lego. What are those companies doing?
They're very much aware of the dominance of technology. And they are, as I said, marrying some of those traditional franchises they have to technology without letting it sort of completely take over. But the thing they're really doing is this other trend we're seeing in toys, and that is tying in to movies, the movie franchises. That's really been key to both Hasbro and Lego. If you look, both of those companies have lines that are going to coincide with the Star Wars mega release this year. Lego has the official Jurassic Park play sets. Hasbro won the rights to Disney princesses, which include, of course, the massively popular never-ending Frozen, We Can't Let It Go. So that movie tie-in has really been key, it seems, in putting at least those two companies at the fore.
And yet Mattel is not doing that well, and they just unveiled the Hello Barbie, which is connected to the internet. Why can't they just why isn't Barbie doing well anymore? Can they revive the old favorites?
You know, I'm really skeptical about that. And again, I think you're seeing Mattel with the lack of the movie tie-in, but Barbie is just not resonating with moms. They don't want that ideal of perfection anymore, that sort of blonde. Even if she's working and she's talking and she looks a little bit more diverse, they're really going for more of the sort of engineering. They want girls who are thinking in a different way. You know, it's all about STEM and learning. And we saw Goldilocks. Debbie Sterling's coming out with a doll.
Yeah.
Moms want those kind of toys these days. So Mattel's going to have a rough ride, I think, Jeremy.
CNN's Maggie Lake covering the toy fair in New York. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you.